The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Welcome in to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Coffee. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, located in Rockford, Michigan. You can find them online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Good group over there. Fine selection of ATVs, UTVs, side-by-sides, lawn equipment, e-bikes, Yamaha golf carts. That is Michigan's newest distributor of Yamaha golf carts. You can find them at impactpowersportsmi.com. Stuff to take out on Silver Lake sand dunes and go flying through someone's windshield. That's all true. I'm not going to lie to you. I am going to get by on this show on instinct alone. Instinct and pure raw talent. Because while scanning for things to talk about, there has been a remarkably low amount of things to talk about. And I don't know if that has to do with the fact that the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, is going on and that's dominating the headlines. Or what, and I have had no interest in that. I don't pay attention to that shit. Chris points out, EZ, did you see Sports Illustrated pick the Lions to win the Super Bowl? The cover of the magazine is awesome. I just sent it on X. Oh, no. This is not great. Ugh. I don't like that type of pressure. Let's take a look at this. There's the cover. Football Preview 2024. Now, is this like the type of thing where Sports Illustrated puts out a cover in every different area that they're in with the local sports teams on it? The resurgent team... The resurgent Lions drive to revive. Right team, right town, right time. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jared Goff, and Penei Sewell. Yeah, I don't like this. I liked it better when the Lions were under the radar. It's concerning to me. Anyway, more on that as time passes. Maize and Blue says Penei Sewell was injured yesterday. Yeah, that's right. He walked off the field with an injured foot. I'm hoping that they're just like lying and he's not really injured. And they're just doing that so that he doesn't have to play the final game, which is what I would do. With all my good players, I would make something up that someone got hurt so that they don't have to get out on the field and then risk injury in one of those stupid preseason games. JQuill17 says the Lions suck. They are definitely not going to be Super Bowl bound. Sorry for being a hater. Well, don't apologize for being a hater. Saying sorry is the worst thing you could do. You got to root for somebody else, probably the Bears or the Packers or somebody like that. Well, they didn't suck last year. They were really good last year, and I'm hoping that they're very good this year. I mean, last year I said they were going to the Super Bowl. They almost did. Yes. So I am excited about the football season. Make no mistake. The regular season starts not this weekend, but the next weekend. Jay Quill roots for the Denver Broncos, so I really can't say shit. Kenny says, I just want Derrick Henry to have a good year. I don't care much otherwise this year. I don't even know who that guy plays for now. Does he still play for the Titans? You got to cheer for the Lions if you're a fan of EZ. Yesterday, and by the way, getting back to what I was saying, there's seriously, I have zero actual news stories for you. So this is probably going to be the worst podcast you have ever heard in your life. I do have some things. I have some things I want to read to you, but this thing might only be like 15 minutes long. I take it back. I'm going to reach out to Kyle from a company that used to advertise here on the show in a short while. That always goes well. We always have a fun time talking. So we'll see what we can do. No promises. No promises whatsoever. But yesterday we did, it was a Big Fraud Wednesday where we get together in the evening on Patreon and we do a couple more podcasts. On the schedule yesterday was another edition of Who Are These Freebeers, where Ben Glaze and myself review current episodes of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show. Now, in the show, I did break down Greg's big announcement about how much sex he's had with Coleman's ex-wife. There was a lot of laughs in that segment and a lot of cringing. So out of character on that show, where you have things like, hey, coming up, best fair food. We'll give you a product. We'll tell you if it goes in the fridge. How to load the dishwasher properly and how much I fucked my wife. Like, that's how weird it is. I mean, I am not one to shy away from making a joke about sex. Typically for me, it's about my broken penis, which I've talked to you about that. I have an enlarged prostate, and that's not good. So they're monitoring it, making sure it doesn't become cancerous. But in the meantime, they give me some very, very strong medicines which shrink my prostate. And then make it so that I have no more jizz. Mason Blue says, I think you're just jealous, EZ. Eh, not really. So we talked about that. Had a good time. But I think the real gem in the show was when my favorite person on that show, and I hope yours too, the much maligned Kelly Cheese. And, you know, as I've said many times, I am a bona fide fan. I love Kelly Cheese. In a man's game, she has become the most interesting person on that show. Now, I mean, overall, that's not saying a whole lot because of who else is there. Literally everyone there is either not qualified to be on a microphone or just intensely boring. And in some cases, both, like Steve. So I find her to be very interesting. The things she talks about are all, I mean, they're polarizing. I mean, love it or hate it, but it's still interesting. And she's funny. My God, is she funny. Now, not all of you agree with this this assessment. But this is all despite a odd type of tick that she has, and I've called it a disability. I don't know if it's necessarily it is disabling. It does sound like she's disabled to some degree. She has these very odd moments where her energy makes her voice go in weird places that actually make most people wrinkle up their face and potentially throw themselves out of tall buildings. And I don't know if she realizes it and realizes the power that she has with this, but I've heard it every time and I went like, God damn it. As much as I like you, for this moment in time that I'm hearing this, I want to bury you in the backyard. That's how bad it is. Jeremy, who sent me an email earlier, and I'll read it in a bit, if I have your permission. Very nice email. He wrote, "How do you feel about Tommy? I think he's still very new, but he's weird enough that I think he might have potential. Provided he gets out of that show." I think Tommy and Kelly and Maitland need to leave. They need to spread their wings and go out and do their own show. Maybe not even in radio. I think that they should go out and put their content out on their own. I say Maitland with a great big asterisk because of how bad she is at this career choice. But I think she could be an excellent behind-the-scenes person. I don't think she should be on a microphone ever. Tommy is much more qualified to talk on the radio than she is. She's horrendous. I'm saying this from a professional standpoint. There is nothing personal between me and any of these people except Greg. This is the unfortunate moment that I was telling you about. Bear with the static if you have it. Again, you know me.
I like this one. I asked this question on social media at FBHW show on Facebook. And this one says, being able to do math in your head, like any kind of math, but never being able to say the problem and the solution out loud.
Like so you always know
yeah.
The world's greatest minds are working on it. You're like,
I know this.
Okay, what the fuck was that? Someone last night made the comment, this is why Ross left her. This is dreadful. Let's listen to the whole comment again.
I like this one. I asked this question on social media at FBHW show on Facebook. And this one says, being able to do math in your head, like any kind of math, but never being able to say the problem and the solution out loud.
Like so you always know
yeah.
The world's greatest minds are working on it. You're like,
I know this.
It's actually difficult for me to put into words how that makes me feel. But it's devastating. Bob says, dreadful? Nah, it's perfect. Jeremy says it was so clean, too. Nobody talking over her, just perfectly there to pull it. Yeah, that... if I don't know how that they... I talked about this yesterday on Big Fraud Wednesday. How they don't hone in on that and pull it themselves and then have fun with it at her expense. That is, you know, pretty much a ritual around there. You know, Greg gets made fun of when he says his fucked up shit that he always says, when he changes the words around and, you know, all that stuff. I don't understand why they don't spend gobs of time making fun of that. Just simply asking the question, hey, what's going through your head when you make that noise? Do you know how bad that sounds? Because I think she's when she's just talking, she's got a great voice. But when she lets her guard down, she's like, it's like the energy just shoots out of her, all these weird sounds. She's like a broadcaster's version of Jean Grey, fucking Dark Phoenix going on there. Jimmy says it sounds like a flock of geese. The look on Lonely Nick number 2 when I played it yesterday. He wrinkled up his nose in the oddest way. He was like, "What?" When that hit, I actually saw his face change. He looked like he was all mellow and having a nice time enjoying the show, and then he was like, "What the fuck just happened?" So, all right. I think that in playing it yesterday, it needed to be heard here too. Bob says they don't make fun of her because they know that she'd verbally destroy them. Well, I don't know about that. I think she'd get upset. And the only way I describe this is a disability. It sounds like she's disabled, which is, frankly, hard to argue. That is an ugly fucking noise. My God. I want to get to some emails here. We'll call it the email grab bag. Thank you to Jason and Jeremy for writing in. Jason Bennett is kind of like a puzzle. He writes things in this. He's like kind of like a weirdo. He's like a poverty version of Edgar Allan Poe. Edgar Allan Poverty. EZ, catching up on the podcast, and I thought I would comment on a couple items. I'm sorry that you are having issues with the RV, but it gives me ammo with Stacy. He is dating Stacy Bobasi. We were looking seriously at getting a nice 30-foot trailer at the camper and RV show because she really wants one. I'd rather just stay in a nice hotel room and not have the headaches of an RV. They are nice. I just don't want hassles. I prefer to be a hassle to others. Yeah, if you don't want a hassle, because even if you have a travel trailer that you pull, a 30-foot travel trailer that you pull behind your vehicle, I can't say for sure that you won't. I mean, I was just talking to somebody the other day who was that friend of Adam Balboa's. He's got a travel trailer and has had nothing but problems with it. Okay? So there is a high degree for hassle. My first thing I bought, no hassles. This one, obviously tons of hassles. Lots of hassles. And especially post-COVID, a lot more hassles. We talked about that yesterday. For some reason, the classes of RVs every year since COVID have been a huge pile of shit. And some are speculating that the manufacturers, when they laid off all their employees and then brought people back, something changed in quality control. Yeah, also the idea of if you were to go and you have a trailer, let's say, don't forget, if you want to go away for a weekend, and you want to leave on Friday. Whereas if you have a hotel in Mackinac City or something, you just jump in the car and you drive. If you want to pull a trailer, A, you're going to go a lot slower. And B, you got to pack, like, everything. You got to haul all that shit out of your house into your trailer. Which falls into the line with what you don't want, and that is a hassle. At this point in time, I think you are making the right decision. And I am Team Jason. I am not with Team Stacy. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Jason adds, EZ, you said you got a quote from Mr. Roof. And then Jason says, I've heard they are pricey, all marketing and fancy. I urge you to get another quote or two. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I am not going to do that. Because just like you, I don't want the fucking hassle. I got this guy, bangs on my door, it says, EZ. He tells me something that I know, which is EZ, the roof is a pile of shit. 20-year roof, and it's on year 27. It has to be redone. Yes, that I know. But I don't know if I want to lift any more finger than I am right now. I am actually comfortable with the quote that I got. All right. I might do that. I don't know. Also, Jason Bennett says, I struggle to trust a guy that has a last name as a first name. It's like someone with three first names. Bennett is a last name all day long. The guy that came to my door, his name was Bennett. I highly recommend, and he gives me a name from some construction company. We used to live in the same neighborhood. He has Mexican crews that have been with him for years. He pays his guys very well because they do great work, and he doesn't have to provide them lawn furniture with his logo on them. In my old neighborhood, his crew did two standard Jennison homes in one day. One was a complete tear-off, and the other was just a second layer. I referred to him to two people, and they both were very, very happy. Why am I talking so much? He says, I'm generally very wordy when I get going. You'd be amazed at all the shit I usually want to email you and don't because I get distracted. Well, thank God. Hell, you should see the shit that I email the great Stu McAllister. He is so awesome. Okay, come on now. That's just ridiculous. Ugh! My work punished me because I suck at my job. They sent me to the City of Warren for 2 days. Boy, did I miss Jennison. Because of this, I missed my Tuesday at Bosco's. Do you think Doug hates me even more now? He writes. Then he says, Doug is so awesome. I get so pissed when you talk bad about him. So pissed. I want to go park in front of your mailbox. Luckily, I cool off. I think you're a psychopath, frankly. The way this email reads, you seem like someone who is mentally disturbed. He then writes, okay, I'm going to stop being weird. Maybe you will cut down on urging listeners to email you so you don't get this crap. I'd hate getting this crap in my email. Anyways, I highly recommend Brandon, just like I do Bosco's. Best regards, Jason. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think the more you talk, the less chance that I'm going to reach out to your guy here, Brandon What's-His-Fuck. Holy shit. Talking about Stu McAllister, EZ does not abuse his dogs, though. That's the thing. Stu has been accused of dog abuse. Megan says, wait, what is the guy's name? I need that for my standard Jennison home. No, I'm not. I am not giving you his name on the podcast. I'll email it to you. Let's see. Is Easy talking himself out of falling in love with the BFB, which is the big fraud bus? Look, right now, I hate that fucking thing. I hate the fraud bus. Rebecca says, side note, if you go to Mackinac City, don't ever stay in the hotels. They're all owned by one family, and they are ruining them. They don't take care of any of them. Well, that's easy to say. You got to stay somewhere, right? At this point in time, I'm going to attempt to bring in Kyle from a company that used to market themselves on the podcast. I'm going to try to do this without making the microphone sound like shit, which has been a struggle for quite some time. I am hoping and praying that there will be an opportunity to get some shit done around this studio technically in the next week. As I see this, I say hello to Ryan. We haven't seen or heard from Ryan in quite some time. I don't know why, but for some reason, I am reminded when I see Ryan. That's really weird that I would be reminded of this. About our beloved President Trump. We haven't seen or heard from him in a while. Right. Okay, now I started the day having this microphone working, and now it's not. I don't even know if you can hear that. Someone said, oh shit, my ears. And now I got a god fucking damn it. I think I just hurt everyone's ears. I got one that says, you just rape my ears with sound. I got yikes. I got God fucking damn it. I'm not sure why that was.
It's like as soon as they announce Big Fraud saying it's your favorite president, Donald Trump, calling, which is sad, actually, because it's like as soon as they announced Cackling Kamala workshopping it, I think it's going to stick. Cackling Kamala, you don't call anymore. You don't tweet me. You don't direct message me. My people, they say they don't hear from Big Fraud Zane anymore. Terrible. I thought we had a great relationship building. And it's like you don't call. You don't do anything, which is so sad because people, they come up to me. They say, what happened? What happened to that poverty shack jack you were making nationally famous? I could have made you a star, Big Fraud, but you're like poverty shock jock. You talk to 10 people on the internet or whatever it is you do. I don't care. The thing is, I like you. I like your temperament. I think you've got a great temperament. I've always said that. People, they say, you want to steer clear of Big Fraud? He's a piece of shit. And I said, no, I think this guy's got real opportunity, which is why when I win this November, which, by the way, we will never have to worry about electing a president again, because when I'm done with it, there will be no elections, Big Fraud. We're going to totally and completely do away with them, repeal and replace elections. Great, great idea, actually. Nobody, it's a waste of time. Nobody wants to vote. I say, let's never do it again. We don't have to. And I say,
oops, what the fuck am I doing? I'm such an asshole. I'm fucking everything up. All right. So the wheels have kind of fallen off in the last handful of minutes. I'm not sure what happened with the sound. I think I hit a button, and when I attempted to, you had like your earbuds in, and it was horrible. Something really bad happened, right? I don't know how to explain that. Okay. See, it sounds bad right now, doesn't it? Like the second I start talking. Yeah, I can't do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to call them and hold it up to the microphone. We are absolutely in a state of flux when it comes to the sound of the microphone on this show. I'm very, very disappointed. Corey says your mic is hot. Check, check, test, test. Hello, check. Yeah, I don't know. David in Hudsonville says, asshole of the day is your microphone. Yeah, it's embarrassing. Just to see all your comments about, God damn it, you sick son of a bitch. You blew our ears out. I am so sorry about that. I'm still going to bring Kyle in. But I'm going to do it like this.
Zane's Dildos, how can I help you?
Hey, can I interest you in buying a dildo?
Yeah, but no, I'm trying to sell you a dildo, dude.
Okay, all right. Do you have a large collection of dildos at your home?
No, I don't.
No, we don't either. We're not a big dildo family.
You know, yeah, some families are, some families aren't. You never know until you start asking them, I guess.
I mean, everything on my equipment's pretty much ruined anyway. But at the same time, if you start bringing dildos into the bedroom, what if she like prefers that over your ding dong?
It's a good question, and it's one of the questions that scares us all into even trying to delve into that realm. You know?
Yeah. So yeah, I I don't know. Have you seen those? There are some machines that you can buy that are like thousands of dollars.
Oh yeah, it's for sex stuff. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. You like those things that you gotta like fucking ride and stuff.
Yes, I know what you're
talking about.
Howard Stern has one. He like, people come in there and they like get on the thing.
Yeah, straight up, dude. I know. When I was like a young teen, like Howard Stern was always on like late at night. I'm at the weekends, and you'd always be like flicking through the channel, be like, oh, okay, let's see if there's anybody fucking smoking hot on here doing anything crazy. But you know, that was like back in the fucking early 2000s when like the world was way more PC and like, or not PC, but like now like you can just fucking see tits anywhere you look, dude.
Oh yeah, yeah. So when you were growing up, you had the internet pretty much from beginning to end, right? No,
dude, this is, I was actually just talking about this with somebody, like, fucking, I was born in 1989, so, like, for the first, like, the formative years of my life, like, the world was, like, old school world, so I was like, we're gonna have fucking landlines, like, that makes sense, you know, we're gonna have big old fucking boxy computers that don't go fast, you know, like, you're just, like, thinking of, like, all these things, and then, like, in an instant, in, like, whatever year it was, like, the whole world just changed, and, like, now it's, like, cell phones. Like fuck landlines, you know.
Yeah.
Your phone is a computer. I guess I wasn't ready for it, dude. So yeah, I did not have the internet. And we actually, and maybe in like fifth grade, we got like a, you know, remember like household computers,
right?
Like you
right.
had like a computer for your house. Yeah, we got one of those, and I did. I was like, I got like my own email address, and I was all fucking pumped up, and I'm like, I'm not sending anybody emails. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, the goddamn school would have one computer in the library. And you'd had to like sign up to use the fucking thing, and then that was that, and then nowadays kids get like a MacBook. Like you go into the classroom, you get a tablet or a computer. What the fuck?
Yeah, you know, it's like, it's actually funny. I was just reading a story. It was like a news article or some junk, but it was essentially how, like, when I was in high school, that was like when, like, you know, like kids were getting cell phones, and like cell phones were becoming like a thing for kids, and like, you know, like the cool kids, like the kids that were fucking sweet, like they would just like whip out their cell phones in class and they get in trouble and stuff. But nowadays I was reading that like people just have their phones out fucking all the time, and like they're always like texting, and like the teachers don't care no more, I guess. I don't know if that's like true like everywhere.
Yeah.
But I was like, dude, that's wild. Dude, people used to get fucking like hung for that shit when I was in high school.
Yeah, now there's talk about some schools, like some states are gonna ban cell phones in school. And one of the things that's keeping them from doing it is a safety issue. And it's crazy to think that what's holding it up is, well, what happens if someone shoots up the school? I mean, you want the kids inside to have a lifeline. And
that's a good point.
So I don't know.
It's a bad point, but a good point. You know what I mean? Like that you have to be like, yeah, like what if the school gets shut up? You know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Back not that long ago, that was just, oh, that'll never happen. And now it's like not a matter of, if it's a matter of when. Are you considering, I may have asked you this before, homeschooling?
Oh yeah, dude, I consider it like every day for like several hours in my head. I'm like, you know what, like it just would be fucking awesome, but like I just like don't have like the means, like how can I do the rest of the stuff in my life but also teach them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know it's pretty fucking scary, frankly.
I know, it's weird too that like schools is the place where the guns keep going. You know what I mean? Who chose that? You know what I mean? Like you could do malls, you could do fucking business centers. Like, you know, they're like, we're going to the schools, dude. We're blowing these kids away. It's like, what, dude?
how would you feel if your kid was at school and there was like armed guards everywhere guarding the place? Would you be comfortable with that?
Like because there's a shooter, or like just on any given Tuesday?
Like every day of the year, they have armed guards, and then the school is like renamed to "We'll Shoot You in the Face Elementary."
Oh yeah, you know, dude, I would be fucking. Yeah, I'd be like, no fucking way, dude. Like, that's a bad marketing concept. You know,
you don't
what I mean?
Like that.
Like, just to be like, yeah, like your kids would be safe, but like they're gonna think they're in prison. You know what I mean?
All right. What else is going on? I've missed you for a short amount of time. It's been a little while since we've spoken. So what's new? What's hot? What's happening?
Yeah, were you like up north last week or something? You just forgot my ass.
Of course. Yeah, pretty much.
No. Yeah. So did I tell you about that? I went on a quick mini vacation to Kalahari. Did I tell you that?
Kalahari.
Yeah, it's like by Cedar Point. It's like essentially like it's like a resort thing, but like it's got like an indoor water park and an outdoor water park. It's for kids. But they sell booze there and stuff, so it's all right.
Okay, yeah. Megan in the chat says she's going to Kalahari this weekend. In fact.
Oh shit, dude. Well, guess what? Then I'm gonna expound this now. This is what I've noticed. Okay, and hopefully you can back me up on this. Although we were kids at different times, but I was a kid in the '90s, right? So you go to fucking like Michigan's Adventure or fucking Splash. Do you remember Splash? Were you around for that?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
Yeah, you lived somewhere else in the '90s, right? Like Tennessee or some shit.
Yep.
Just like water parks, you would go there and like, I know I was a kid and like when you're a kid, like you're just like hornier in general or whatever, however you want to say that. Yeah. But like you'd be walking around at these water parks and you'd be like, there's a lot of smoking hot chicks here. You know what I mean? Like you'd be like, but I mean like the ladies, like not like the kids, like
oh, yeah.
The lady, you'd be like, people are looking pretty fucking good, dude.
Well, they were...
Nowadays, dude? No, dude. They're all, like, there's no attractive people at water parks anymore, dude. They're just all, like, pretty, like, just kind of fat people, dude.
Really? So
dude,
you
like,
would...
There's none of them. There's no attractive people left.
So even the young women are not, they look like a big fat pile of shit? Is that what you're saying?
Dude, it's like, I mean, like, I could be, no, it could be like... audience base, I guess, because like people are bringing their kids. So, like, if you have kids, like, you probably not got a bunch of time to work out or whatever. But it's still the problem remains that like it was happening in the '90s. There was still smoking hot ladies out there in the '90s. But yeah, now, dude, like, you just be like walking around, like maybe you have a beer or something, and you just look to your right and you're like, ugh, gross, dude. You know, like,
well,
it just is what it is.
I think
now, I will say I will say that I am also kind of chubby, so I'm not saying that like I'm better than it. I'm just saying like I'm one of the fat people too, I guess is what I'm saying.
You know what's interesting is I think there's a trend nowadays, especially with millennial moms, they when they're in their youth, they don't have to worry about that, and then they get married, have kids, they get fat as hell, and then they get a second wind when they're in their 30s and 40s, and they like turn back the clock. Like if you were to go to anybody who's that age's Facebook page, it's like you can scan through the profile pictures and you see, okay, here's the youth, okay, fat as fuck, oh okay, this is when they figured it out that they got to lose the weight, and now they look good again. You know, then they turn into that MILFy type of vibe. So I think that attractive women have aged up.
All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.